Okay, are we on? Oh my God. I don't know why I all of a sudden just got the flutters. I'm nervous. I didn't mean to leave you hanging for, God, when did I end season two? Like June? It's been a minute. I didn't mean to take this much of a minute. I just knew I needed to pause. And one thing after another, here we are. I think it's been like 6 months later, maybe eight. If you are listening to this, by the way, hi, I'm Kelsey. I am the host of Redefined Fitness. Welcome to my podcast. This is the Redefined Fitness podcast. I still don't have for season two a fancy jingle to introduce myself. It just wasn't top of my priority list. And while I did want to step up my podcast game in the sense of a couple things. First, you will notice that I have committed to make this visual and audio. So I'm going to be launching my YouTube channel, and all that's going on there as of now are these episodes, but I've had overwhelming amounts of requests for people to be able to watch these, which I didn't really know that watching podcasts was that big of a thing, but why not? So we're doing it. I have my amazing little studio, which is so excited because last time it was like I'd find a corner of my house, use Ryan's office when he wasn't working from home, or just hide away somewhere in a closet and take my microphone and record. So I have a real little studio that I've created for this purpose, and I feel like it's like a little safe, sacred space for me and you. So welcome. The other difference with season two is I'm about to do something that I've never done before. And I'm going to ask you to subscribe because I don't know why I felt weird about that last season. I just didn't even really think about it. It wasn't like a cognizant choice, like I'm not going to promote my podcast. But looking back, I really didn't. I think I was just so much doing this for my own self and to ramble on about things that had been on my heart for so many years. But the podcast has taken a life of its own thanks to you guys and your reception of it and the ways that you have grown and leaned into the things that we talk about and received all of these episodes. So I feel like coming back and really pouring so much more effort, energy, time, and focus into season two of this podcast, I also feel like I would be so remiss if I did not endorse it and believe in myself and this space that we've created enough to ask you to subscribe. It makes such a huge, huge difference on my reach and the ability to continue to pour time and energy into this space, which I really feel like I want to do this year. So you not just listening and tuning in, but actually subscribing does make quite a big difference. So yeah, please do that. If you want to leave a review as well, that also makes a huge difference. And even a couple words, it means a lot in the way of the podcast, success, if you will, but also it means a lot to me. If any of these episodes have, resonated with you or connected with you, like the DMs that you guys send me and that I read, if you left those in reviews, it would just mean so much to me. So two shifts. I'm going to be asking y'all to subscribe every episode, like every other podcast, and I'm going to be here talking to you so you can see me. So there we go. Whew, got those two things out of the way. It's going to be a little bit of a, though I'm very used to being behind a camera for my career, it does feel a little bit different doing this and speaking directly to camera, because typically when I'm recording a podcast that is visual, I'm having a conversation with someone else. I'm a guest on a podcast or I have a guest here with me. So when it's a solo episode and it's being recorded, I didn't just want to look into the distance. I wanted to look at the camera because I'm speaking to you who is listening to this, but I'm a little nervous because it is just a little bit out of my comfort zone and what I'm used to doing. So bear with me there too. How are you? I guess I wanted to kind of give a little life catch up. Gosh, it feels like so much has happened since last summer. Welcome to 2024. I don't know about you, but I feel like the energy is immaculate. I feel so grateful. And there's a teaching, I think it came originally from Ram Dass or I'm not sure. It's definitely not from me. But essentially, if you want to see and find miracles, all you have to do is look around you and see them. And it sounds a little cheesy on the surface, but if you really think about that, I speak a lot, obviously, about how I am by choice a positive person and how I very much enjoy studying positive psychology and the truth that we can rewire our brains to be more positive people. And in practicing positivity practices and putting our focus and intention behind this, we can become more grateful and positive. It doesn't, whether that directly changes our lives or whether we're just seeing our lives in such a different way that our life feels like it's changed, doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And I just think this year I have seen so many miracles in the lives of my loved ones and in my own life, and so many victories of people that I love and support online. And that is not to dismiss any of the hardships that are happening, because they are very real, and there are so, so many. I know at the exact same time, things can be super heavy. And I just want to encourage you, no matter what you're going through personally in your life or in the landscape of all that's going on in the world, to remember that taking care of yourself and your health and fortifying your own mental well-being and physical well-being should never be something that you feel guilty for. When you find or feel a moment of happiness or joy, even when there is so much suffering and struggling in the world, it is okay to claim that and lean into it and feel that. Because when we allow gratitude for our own successes and moments of joy in our life, we can turn that gratitude into action, and we are better equipped to reach out and lift up and help others in the ways that we feel called and the ways that we can. I think sometimes we feel pressured to, or you feel guilty to be happy for yourself if you are experiencing success in some way when you are so aware of other suffering going on, but both can and do exist. And I think not choosing to be naive, but choosing to take your joy and anchor it in gratitude, it allows you to help more people. And also, I think that tangible action is so important in the ways that you can help and donate and contribute. But also, I think energy and prayers are very real. That was a tangent I did not plan to go off on to begin this episode, but here we are. All of that to say, season two is well and truly underway. While this is my first solo episode I'm recording, I have actually had the amazing honor to interview some guests already for season two. And you guys, every conversation so far has blown my mind. I think you will be really surprised. I think some of the guests I have in store are very unexpected, and every single guest I have and every conversation I've had so far, there is so much power there for you if you allow it and if you let it. And I know that I always just want to encourage, whether you're listening to a solo episode or one of my guest episodes, to be here with an open mind, but most and more importantly, to pay attention to the things that ring true for you. Pay attention to the pieces of what is said that resonate with you, because those are the things and the pieces that are meant for you and that you're meant to hear. I think it's just one simple example of the fact that we can find answers everywhere. I think one huge lesson I've learned in my life is that no one has your answers but you, or God, or whatever you call your higher power, your soul. But anyone or anything telling you to outsource your happiness or your life path or your answers outside of you and that, you just won't find it there. But the more present and aware you are of yourself and your feelings and your thoughts and those around you, and literally just present in your life, the more answers you'll find everywhere. It could be in a conversation with a close friend, or in a podcast you're listening to, or looking at the sky, or standing in the shower. you never know when you'll have those moments of clarity and those, or hear those messages that connect some dots for you that you've been waiting for or looking for. So, yeah, welcome. I hope you've been well. I'm sending you my love and my positive energy always. Now, don't think that we weren't going to start season one with a poem, because we most certainly are. I have been writing copious amounts of poetry in this off season of ours. It's one of the ways that I heal and process things and express myself. And I actually posted this one on my Instagram, I think a couple weeks ago, maybe last week. But I felt when I wrote it that I wanted this to be the beginning of season two. And I guess the foundation for all of the episodes that are coming and that I'm recording right now for you. And it is called, I'm Not Healed, I Am Healing. I don't believe in healed anymore. This elusive destination I fought so long and worked so hard for. Through every opened and each nailed shut door, there are lessons I couldn't have and wouldn't have learned from before. Pronouncing myself healed never stopped me from feeling. No linear line walked that could stop me from reeling and falling and flying and fighting and freeing, eventually seeing I am never behind. I can rest from the climb, and in stillness I find I am everything inside, and so long as I'm living, I'm not healed. I am healing. I spent the first part of the year in Australia launching a clothing line, another collection for Cleo Harper, which is still on sale now. Thank you, by the way, for all the support on that. And oh, guys, I feel like that trip was very healing for me. I've traveled a lot for my career, and I'm always grateful, and some trips are more difficult than others in different ways and for so many reasons. And this one was different. It was my 18th time traveling to Australia, and a place that I've truly grown to love and cherish. And I spent my time in Sydney and in the Gold Coast, which are my two favorite places that I've been to in Australia. And this trip, I feel ultimately, when I like look back on the photos and the content that I created and the memories made that those things represent for me, there's so much joy and freedom. And I see the pictures and I can't help but see like a younger version of me. And I feel like a much younger version of me. I think I worked so hard. The days were long and we were very busy, but overall, I was just able to be more me, and I was more present in what I was doing. And I think that's ultimately the key. But it's like I launched a clothing line with Cleo Harper, my first one, in November of 2022. And it was such a beautiful, positive experience. I love working with those women. They're amazing. The team is wonderful and kind, and that was a beautiful experience, all of that process. And then we launched this one. And I mean, they both did well, but wow, like the support and the success of this collection, especially in those first 24 hours, it blew my mind. I mean, it was overwhelmingly successful, even much more than the first time. And I was spending a lot of time thinking about why, like what's the difference? And I think both the clothing collections are equally beautiful and like well-made and attention to detail and all of that. And it really came to me, I think the difference in the success, or one of the big differences, is that I believed in myself. And that's a very overly simplified way to say, or oversimplification of saying. The first time, I think I had a lot of imposter syndrome. I think in the back of my head, there was these voices saying like, you know, you can sell or you can create successful workout programs, but like, what are you doing something else or trying something else? And this isn't going to work, or it's not going to be well received. And there was a lot of doubt. And so while I like announced the collection and kind of talked about it, I didn't really get behind it in the way that I would support something that I truly was passionate about. And this time, it wasn't even a cognizant choice, but looking back, I realized the difference is that I was so loud about it. I posted about it so proudly and I got on my stories and I hyped it up. And I mean, I had no problem being proud of myself and speaking about something that I've made, that I worked so hard on, that I felt good about. And I have to believe that that had something to do with the amount of reach that we had and the awareness around the collection and the marketing and the PR that we were able to get. And I had such a beautiful team to help me. And even that is a result of me believing in myself, because I went out on a limb and I hired support, not just for this, but for so many things in my career. And so all of that to say, it resulted in me being able to be back in one of my favorite places and feel so differently. And that difference, I think, stemmed from, again, being present and being able to feel like I am who I am and I am as I am. And I was at this beach, and it was a beach that I went to the very first time I'd ever been to the Gold Coast, which was actually before I ever signed with Sweat. It was back in 2016. And I remember walking on that beach for the first time, and Ryan was taking some photos of me. He was able to come with me on that trip. And when I looked back in my camera roll to find those photos, there were two of them, because I remember hating them so much and feeling so self-conscious in all of them that I deleted them. And it makes me sad. You know, it makes me sad now. Like, I wish I had those. And it's not the only time in my life that I've done that, right? But looking back at those two photos from that time and unpacking all that was there, how I couldn't see myself, and I definitely think I was dealing with some distorted body image and just my struggle with confidence and coming into myself. And I had just lost my religion, and it was a huge loss of identity for me. And I was very much broken. And I was also at that point very much focused on getting healed. And I thought most days, I thought that I could and believed that I would get there. And looking at those new photos on that same beach nearly 8 years later, that poem came to my heart, because I just realized, like, I don't believe in being healed anymore. It's not what I thought. I am such a different woman than I was 8 years ago, the last time I stood on that beach, or the first time I stood on that beach. I never could have ever fathomed that I would be there to launch a massive collection that I meticulously designed for the same brand that had brought me out the first time to model for them. I couldn't have imagined having my team take a million photos and videos of me on the beach and me loving them all and not caring and just cherishing the memories and playing and having fun and not giving a shit who's looking or watching or who's there or who might be there or whatever. And I just realized, like, similar to self-love and the way that I speak on self-love, your healing journey, I think it's kind of like very on trend right now to be like in your healing journey. I love that. But I think we need to have a caveat to that, that is understanding that it's always a journey. And healing, much like self-love, is not a place that you arrive at. It's not a destination that you get to after all of this work. It's not like an accomplishment or a trophy that you receive after going through hell or whatever. It's, you live from self-love. It's a state of being. It's an embodiment. And now that's how I look at healing. I don't believe in healed anymore. I will never arrive at a place in my life where I'm like, yep, I'm all healed up. I'm perfect now. Like, what does that even mean? And even in the sense of certain things, you can heal from your struggles with eating. You can heal your relationship with exercise to be more positive if it is negative. Your body can heal. My ankle has healed so much from my injury and my surgery and my recovery. And there are things that we can be healed from, but even those things are never linear. And when you stop looking at them linearly, and when you stop waiting until this point of arrival, until you've healed from something, you free yourself to understand that there is no shame if your path doesn't look like you think it should. If the same trigger comes back around again, if you face the same struggle that you thought you healed from, that's doing a disservice to yourself, because even if you struggle again with the same damn thing, it doesn't mean that you failed. It doesn't mean that you have regressed. It doesn't mean that you are weak. You are a different version of you than the last time that you faced those things. And you can come at them and learn something new and heal in a different way and grow differently. And healing is the goal. Not being healed, healing. It's not a destination, being healed. It's, I believe, ultimately, like, why we're here. Humanity is everything. It sounds cliche, but we really wouldn't know or cherish or understand the emotions such as elation and joy and peace and being grounded if we had never experienced emotions such as fear or panic or grief or heartache. And as we heal and as we continue to expand and as we continue on our journeys of healing, that expansion grows in so many ways. You have more capacity to feel the more that you continue to heal. And that's a beautiful thing. I was talking to a friend the other day. We were driving and I can't remember how the topic came up, but we were emotional. We'd gotten some really great news and I just said, like, I am elated. Like, my heart is so happy. I can't put words to it. And she said, me too. And I was just like, do you feel that? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, isn't that incredible? Like, the fact that we can feel, you can be with people and share emotion, such deep emotion, or you can be alone and feel and, like, have the capacity to hold such deep emotion. And it used to panic me whenever I was overwhelmed with feeling, whether it was good or bad. I'd think, oh my God, how am I going to describe this? Like, how can I articulate this? And it would panic me a little bit when I couldn't put words to or describe adequately what I was feeling. But then one day it hit me, like, is that not such an astounding witness of the divinity of our humanity, that we as human beings have the capacity to feel far more deeply than any words in any human language could describe? That's amazing. When words fail, feel. And now in those moments, whether it's looking at Anderson and Ryan doing literally anything and I just get so overwhelmed, or whether it's seeing someone I love conquer something or come out on the other side of something, or whether it's heartache, when I get overcome with emotion, I'm always so grateful And I always just remind myself, if words fail, just feel. Just pause and allow all of that feeling to come, because it's going to go. Because feelings never stay. And that's beautiful. And also sometimes a little bit sad, depending on what you're feeling. But whatever you're facing in life right now, and whatever healing journey you're focused towards, I would just encourage you to remember that you are doing so much better than you think you are. And when it feels like the road won't ever end, that's exactly right. But I don't think it's supposed to. As long as we are living, we have the capacity to be healing and feeling and living. And as the poem said, there are so many lessons and insights that I now have from this very up and down journey, my healing journey post my faith crisis, that if I had faced these things the very first time around, those 8 years ago when I was first on that beach, I wouldn't have, and I couldn't have learned from them before. I wouldn't have understood. And so even though sometimes it feels like doors are slammed shut from us, or other doors are flung wide open that we might not have seen coming or fear or are fearful of, behind every door, there is more. There's more learning and lessons and healing to be had. And if certain doors are shut, it's because you're not meant to walk through them yet. And if other unexpected doors are open, it never makes sense to think, wow, I wish I could have or should have done or seen this earlier in my life, because maybe you wouldn't have then. But you're here now. And I don't think it serves you to be anything but proud of every single past version of you and everything you've been through. Also, my other thought that I kind of wanted to try to share on healing. I do think that, and I may have kind of talked about this in an episode towards the end of last season, I'm not sure, but it was certainly my focus that I really learned and saw in the retreats that I hosted last year, was that so often the growth and healing that we seek won't be found in, is more easily found outside of the hustle and grind of this list of things that we expect ourselves to do. But healing and growth, I truly believe, are byproducts of an intentionally lived life. The more present and authentic you can be right now with this version of you, the more you can love and celebrate and respect this body that you're in, and this woman that you are, the more you lean into where and how and who you are in life right now and be present and authentic and you, the more growing and healing you will innately do. It's the coolest thing ever. And so while this season we are going to have incredible, insightful conversations with some experts in their fields and dear friends of mine, and think differently and discuss hard things, I want you to listen to it all and receive it all the way that you would a voice memo from a good friend. and I want you to show up just to spend time with you, because there's no destination that you need to be rushing off to. Simply by being you and doing your best, whatever that looks like, you're healing. You are growing. And I just want you to think about who and how you were a decade ago in your own life, and take some time to write. I wanted to kind of end this first episode with a little bit of a challenge. If you're up for it, if you're not, that's cool too. But if you can find some time within the next week to sit down and journal, think about how and who you were either 5 or 10 years ago in your life, and write them a letter that says thank you for. And then follow that up with sharing the ways that you have healed since you were her. I think you'll be surprised at all the things that you have been through and all the growth that you didn't even realize you were doing. Yeah. I'm Kelsey Wells, and this is Redefine Fitness Podcast. Welcome to season 2.